And I wanted to share with you, this is not the first time that I have had my whole livelihood just taken away, swept out from underneath me. And of course, I have worldwide employees that I need to take care of and salaries, etc. And so, as you can imagine, it does feel like life has been sweeping the carpet out from underneath many of us. And I remember I had a series of catastrophes happen. In 1992, I was diagnosed with a basketball-sized tumor. And thankfully, through this work that developed out of healing, I healed in 6.5 weeks' time. And then the next year, almost in the same month, we had those big mega fires, those wildfires in Malibu, California. And though I'm a New Yorker, I'd moved to a tiny beach shack on the sand in California. And ours was the sole and only house that went down on the beach. And of course, we weren't insured, so we lost everything. Our cars exploded. I happened to be that weekend in New York. And so we lost, I mean, literally everything. Now, at that time, I'd already been married for 19 years, and it was quite a humbling time to have to kind of open to life and say, okay, I receive from life, however life wants to give to me. And really to cobble our lives back together again. So here we are, then in 1994, and I find out in the same month again that not only have I lost my job, that my husband of now 20 years, who I felt was the great love of my life, I actually felt that we had a legendary romance of deep, abiding truth and honesty. And I'll never forget this moment. We were in our bedroom together, and he was putting away a blazer in the closet. And he took me by to the shoulders and he said, Brandon, you need to wake up. All that we've been going through is not all that you're going through. I've fallen in love with another woman and I've spoken to her about marriage. You could have knocked me over with a feather. And when he told me all the signs that I'd missed, I felt myself to be an out-and-out abject fool for having missed the obvious signs that any other person might have seen. And I can remember so clearly going into our living room, and it was like this big mountain called Brandon that seemed so solid. So together, who had her act together, who had her life together, who knew who she was. It was like life itself had put an earthquake underneath that mountain, and it was crumbling into so much gravel, turning into dust, and I started to free fall in abject terror. And when I started to reach out, I mean, I'm not a wife anymore. I don't have a job anymore. I don't have a lifestyle anymore. I don't know where to turn anymore. And it was like everywhere I reached to understand who am I? Everything that I'd come to believe myself to be had crumbled away. And I was just free falling in this abject terror. And something inside of me let go. And when I let go, I became aware of what I was free falling in, and that this vast, boundless presence of love, of peace, was holding me in an embrace. And I realized I had been carried through all the disasters by this peace, by this love, which I have now come to realize is actually my own soul, is actually my own essence. And over the next year, of course, the divorce came through and I'm, cobbling my life back together again. And one of the things that got birthed from this time of a year of being in the unknown, not knowing anything anymore, is in surrendering to that, I ended up surrendering to my own divine potential. And it was in that year that the journey, as we now know it, 26 years later, birthed itself, and my calling became very clear. My purpose in life, which was to serve healing and awakening with this liberating and powerful life-changing work called The Journey, that was born from my own direct experience from healing from that tumor, but ultimately came over time. I saw what worked with people, and I also saw what didn't work, and the work has expanded and evolved and is still birthing itself. It's like a big download from grace. All because I was willing to surrender and really uncover freshly for the first time, who am I and why am I here? And so I wanted to use this as an inspiration and an invitation to take you into a closed eye process right now, where we're going to go back through time. And the first thing we're going to uncover inside the body is what has blocked you in life from living your true life's purpose, your soul's purpose. And we're going to go back through time to earlier memories of when those beliefs and those emotions and that consciousness of feeling blocked from allowing this that is our essence and our purpose to live our lives. We're going to go back through time, actually to post being in the womb and into the womb itself, and then prior to having a physical form. And there, when we're just resting as this vast, boundless field of infinite presence, pervading all of existence, it is there that we're going to uncover, well, who am I actually? And why am I here? Why did my soul come to take up residence in a physical form? So I'd like to suggest that you do this as a divine experiment, you know, and just kind of flow along with it, let it have a life of its own. And it's like a guided introspection, you know, a guided visualization, and just play along. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain from discovering who you are and why you're here, because it's only when you know that, that this wordless guidance, the heart, can guide you towards where your soul most needs to go next, how it needs to give rise to wherever your life is going after we all come out of lockdown. And the truth is, I don't think the world is going to be the same once we come out of lockdown. It's not like we're going to go back to what was. I think there's a deeper invitation being made by life to open into wherever this is taking us and to really start living from the depth of why we're here and who we are. So just give it a shot. And for this to work, you're actually going to have to close your eyes. And when I ask you to speak out loud something into your room, go ahead and speak it out loud. I found that if you just let the words, you know, channel around inside your head, that's where they stay. They stay in your body. But something quite mysterious and wondrous happens that when you open and actually speak out loud the words, it's like you've heard the expression better out than in. It's when it comes out of you. So it comes out of you and you actually are letting it go and releasing it. So just play along, okay? So just get a comfortable position, and when you're ready, you may close your eyes now. And just let's take a few nice deep breaths in and sighing it out. And a deep breath in of openness. And sighing that out. And trust. Trust of ourselves, of life, of each other. Breathing trust into the room. And sighing it out. And just letting your heart be as wide as the world. Wide enough to welcome whatever comes up inside of you. That's how vast this ocean of peace is. And so in your mind's eye, imagining right now a downward facing staircase. And it has 10 steps on it. And with every step you take, it's going to cause you to relax deeper and deeper into this vast, boundless presence that is your own essence, that I call Source, and some call the soul. So when you're ready, go ahead and step onto the top step, step number 10, and then 9. And just feeling your awareness beginning to open up now, and 8, and it's becoming even more expansive and free in front of you. 7, even vaster behind you, and 6, more spacious to all sides of you. 5, just keep opening and deepening this boundless below you. 4, and it's vast above. 3, and you're just resting now in the vast open sky of being. 2 and 1. And in front of you is a door. And behind that door is a great radiant light of your own soul. Also behind that door is a mentor whose wisdom you trust. It could be a sage, a saint, an enlightened master, but it's someone in whose divine presence you feel safe and whose wisdom you trust. And so go ahead and open that door into this radiant light of your own inner being and go greet whoever it is or whatever it is that shows up as your mentor. Once you've greeted the mentor, and for some of us, it may just be a presence of light. It may be just a knowing. But the two of you are going to get into a magical vehicle. And what makes this magic vehicle so magical is because it's powered by your body's own infinite wisdom. And it can go anywhere inside the body. And not only that, but it knows exactly where it wants to go. And so you don't have to do anything. Just go ahead. And you and your mentor go over to this magical vehicle, step inside, shut the door, put on your seat belts, and there's an instrument panel there. And on there's a button that says the block to my life's purpose. And knowing that when you push that, it's going to carry you safely, gracefully inside your body to wherever that block might be stored, wherever there's been beliefs and emotions and where you've felt blocked from opening up into who you really are and to letting your life's purpose just come out. And so just playing along with this, go ahead right now and push that life's purpose button. Knowing you're going to be carried somewhere gracefully, safely inside the body. It can go anywhere, into organs, veins, tissues, heart, eyes, brain. It can even actually go into your DNA. And it knows exactly where it wants to go. Now push that button and it'll start carrying you somewhere safely and gracefully inside the body. And just land there right now. Somewhere inside the body. Now open the door, take off your seatbelts. And you've got high beam flashlights, torches in your hands. And just begin to walk outside this magical vehicle, wherever it is you've landed inside the body. And just notice what it feels like underneath your feet. You might even see what the area looks like, what the texture is like, what it feels like to you. And so describe out loud what this area looks like that you've arrived in. And while you're describing it out loud, you may start becoming aware where it is that you've arrived inside the body. Or you may know that already. Keep exploring what it's like in there. And as you're exploring, turn around, look what it's like behind you, in front of you, to all sides of you. You might notice that there's an area that's somehow different than the rest. Has a different texture or hue or color or something about it, just kind of draws your attention over to that area right now. So locate that area that's somehow different than the rest. And you and your mentor go over and step up next to that area. And then the emotions, the beliefs, the words, everything that's stored inside that part of the body that has to do with you feeling blocked in your life's purpose will start come pouring over you right now. Just stand up next to it. And as you stand up next to that area of the body, what's the emotion that's beginning to pour over you right now? What is it? And as you feel this emotion, ask yourself, well, when have I felt like this before? When have I felt like this before? Look down at your feet and see what, if any, shoes you're wearing. When have you felt like this before? Look at your shoes. Look at your legs. How old do you feel yourself to be? Are you inside the house, outside the house? What are you going through at that time? And when you've got full access to this whole cell memory, you can put it up on the video screen. And for now, let it go blank, knowing you can have access to it in a moment. And now let the younger you who was in that scene step down off the screen and come over to a campfire with the present day you and with the mentor. And I'd like to ask the younger you to describe out loud, and you have to speak it out loud, otherwise this process doesn't work, what you were going through at that time, where you couldn't kind of access yourself, where you couldn't get access to why you're here, where you felt shut down, both to yourself and to your purpose in life. And just have the younger you describe out loud what they were going through at the time. What were some of the beliefs at the time? What were some of the emotions? And so on the count of three, just start emptying that out. One, two, three. What were you feeling at the time? What were the beliefs you had about yourself, about life? How did you feel about yourself in life? And so speaking those words out loud, you'll get some idea of how you were feeling at that time. And also some of the beliefs that you had at that time, which were preventing you from realizing your full potential and letting your purpose live itself in your life. Now, I'd like to just do a little exploration here. I'd like you to let your awareness drift back to an earlier memory, perhaps a much earlier memory, where you felt the same feeling, where you were blocked, you couldn't open into what you're, who you are and why you're here, and you just felt shut down in some way. Go back to an earlier memory and just speak out loud into your room and describe what was going on in that earlier memory. And now let your awareness drift back to an even earlier memory, when you were, you know, maybe toddler age. And notice if you still had this feeling of being blocked or somehow unable to be fully yourself. Because sometimes these blocks to who we are and why we're here are here even as early as toddler stage. So let your awareness drift back, and even if you can't remember what the exact memory was, just was it there, this consciousness there at this time? Check it out. And now drift back to a moment after you were born and just check into your awareness. Now, you probably don't remember it, at least not cognitively, but awareness knows, your soul knows, every millisecond of your life. And just asking your own awareness, your own inner being, was this consciousness there with me even after, just after I was born? Just check it out. You don't have to do anything with it. You're just checking with your body. And now let your awareness go back into being actually in the womb. Now, of course, cognitive mind has no conscious collection, recollection of that, but the being knows. Was this consciousness there with you even while you were in utero? And now let your awareness drift back prior to having any physical form, prior to even being a single cell. Let your awareness drift back to the brink of when consciousness, your own soul, was on the brink of taking up residence in a physical form in that single cell in your mother's womb. And all you are is pure omnipresence, awareness, pervading all of existence. Now, bringing your mentor here with you, and you're just resting here as this vast, boundless presence, this love, this peace, this being. And just asking the mentor, who am I? What am I? Just ask yourself that. Who am I? And just begin to open into the quality that this vastness of being has. Who are you? This infinite presence has certain qualities in it. Who are you? What are you? And just keep opening and expanding into this vast field of love, of peace, of being. And whatever words you spoke out loud, and just ask yourself one more time, who am I? I am. And put whatever words describe this vastness of being into a balloon. And now asking your mentor, why am I here? Why would I come to take up residence in a physical form? What am I meant to be here to learn in life, to give to life? Why would this vast, boundless presence of love, of peace, of joy, of freedom, of being, why would it come to take up residence in a physical form? What am I meant to offer to life, to give to life, to be in life, or to learn here in a physical form? And speak out loud the words. It has to be spoken out loud. So you know that your essence is whatever the words are that you described your essence as. That's in one balloon. And in the second balloon, I'd like you to put a sense, what you get the sense that your life's purpose is, why you've taken up residence in a physical form. Now, I found that when you have a life's purpose, it's something that can live itself, even while you're brushing your teeth, even while you're sleeping at night. It's a living transmission that lives through you. So it might be the purpose of my life is to be this love and to help others to remember who they are. Or the purpose of my life is to be this joy and to help others come to a place of wholeness, to discover their greatness. On and on, it's something that you are being and something that you are doing. But it's something that, even when you're standing in an elevator and you're not speaking, is living through you. So, what do you get the sense is your life's purpose right now? What are you meant to be and do or learn or offer to life? I'm meant to be this freedom, help myself and others discover our greatness. Whatever your purpose is, put it into that other balloon. So speak it out loud now and put it into the other balloon. And now you have two balloons. One is knowing who you are. And the second balloon is a sense of what your purpose in being here is. Breathe those qualities into this vast consciousness. And now I'm going to ask you to step back into your mother's womb. And all that you have is the knowledge of who you are and why you're here, and experience how this might feel differently than when you were in your mother's room earlier. And now that post-birth sense, notice how you're living through that time period. And even though the external circumstances haven't changed, your internal experience has hugely changed. Because you know who you are and why you're here. Now, bringing this consciousness of these two balloons, knowing who you are and why you're here, right up into that toddler memory. And again, even though you may not know what happened at that time, how are you feeling differently inside, living through that time period? Just notice the contrast, the difference between how your body, your heart, your being, your mind all feels differently when you know who you are and why you're here. Now bring that up to that earlier memory. And again, just the knowledge of who you are and why you're here, how that feels differently. And go right up to that original memory when you first landed inside your body. And live through this, only this time you're living through it with the knowledge of who you are and why you're here. And how does that change that memory? Quite significantly, internally. Externally, the circumstances remain the same. Well, let's go into a memory later than that. And again, all you've got as resources is the knowledge of who you are and why you're here. Let's go into another memory later than that and feel what it feels like to live through life knowing who you are and why you're here. And another later memory. And again, check it out. How are you feeling knowing who you are and why you're here? Come up to the right now. And again, just breathe into this consciousness of what it feels like to know who you are and why you're here. And take this consciousness into a day from now. Breathe how you're breathing. Feel how you're feeling and opening into that consciousness. A day from now, you. How are you feeling in yourself about living life from who you are and knowing why you're here? How does that feel? Stepping into the future a week from now, having this deep inner sense of peace and this knowing the rightness of living your life from your divine purpose, really, and being here. So stepping in the future now, a week from now, breathe how you're breathing, feel how you're feeling, and opening into the consciousness of you a week from now, you. Check your heart. Check your mind. Check your body. What does it feel like to live your life from knowing who you are and why you're here? Step into the future a month from now. Breathe how you're breathing, feel how you're feeling, opening into the consciousness of you a month from now, you. What does it feel like? What does your body feel like? Your being, your heart, your mind, just to know who you are and why you are here. Okay, let's step on down the line to 6 months down the line. Breathe how you're breathing, feel how you're feeling, opening into the consciousness of you 6 months down the line, you. How does it feel just to rest in the knowing of who you are and why you're here? How does your heart feel about that? How does your mind feel about it? How does your being feel about it? Okay, let's keep walking on down the line until we get a year from now. And there won't be a single molecule a year from now that was here today. You're literally all new. How are you feeling? Breathe how you're breathing. Feel how you're feeling. Opening into the consciousness of how this feels to know who you are and why you are here. And now step into the future 5 years down the line and really feel what it feels like to live fully at home in your own skin, in the knowledge of who you are, and also knowing that this life's purpose is living through you each and every moment, waking, sleeping. How does it feel to live like this? How fulfilling is that? How right does that feel? How much at home does it feel? How inspiring is it? How creative is it to live as your full divine potential and living your purpose in each and every moment? Knowing who you are and why you are here gives meaning and purpose to each and every moment. And so staying wide open in the consciousness of this you that's 5 years from now you, knowing the fact that you can even conceive of this means you can start from here, starting now. You'll find you'll only be able to open your eyes only as soon as all parts of you are fully integrated. And when all parts of you are fully integrated and ready to live from the simple knowing of who you are and why you are here, you will be able to open your eyes now. So, taking a nice deep breath in, sighing it out, and another nice deep breath in, sighing it out, and staying wide open in this consciousness of this future you. Knowing the fact that you can even conceive of this means you can start from here, starting now. It's time now to open your eyes now into this new consciousness. Opening your eyes now. So let's all take a nice deep breath in together and sighing it out. And another nice deep breath in and sighing it out. And what I pray is that this session was enough of an invitation to you that maybe it is time for you to slow down and open into who you really are and let yourself be guided by what your true purpose is here in life. And what I suggest you do after we're done with this session or after the whole summit is over and you're feeling inspired by everyone is to take the time to sit and write down, just who am I? And why am I here? What am I meant to be, do, offer, learn, give to life? It's a being and a doing, and it's something that is a living transmission that lives through you every moment of your life. I know in uncovering my life's purpose during that time when everything that I knew to be my life had fallen away from me, it is what gave rise to the journey. And it's what I passionately live each and every moment. And the truth of the matter is, every moment has fulfillment in it. It doesn't matter how much money is being made in the moment or how little moment is being made in the moment. What matters is that I feel at home in my own skin and that I'm living what my purpose is in life and that I have this essential trust that somehow this infinite presence will carry me as it did during that time when I had lost everything that I thought was my life. And I can remember walking up the steps into my kitchen, and there was this magnet from a friend of mine that he gave me. I never even paid attention to it. But when I walked up the stairs, the words on it were, "Know whatever comes unexpected to be a gift from God. And it will surely serve you if you use it to its fullest. It's only this that you strive for out of your own imagination, your own ego, that gives you trouble. Know whatever comes unexpected to be a gift from God. And it will surely serve you if you use it to its fullest." Now, I trust that right now, because you're taking this summit and you're listening to this, that there is a way that you felt this call to go within and to uncover how to use this time to the fullest, to open into perhaps a new way forward, perhaps a new direction in your life, a new way of working in your old occupation or whatever it was. But you're using this time of incubation where we're all in this unknown field, this field of creative potential that can give rise to a whole new way forward for you in your life. And so it's kind of a gift from life in its way. And for me, one of the gifts is it's for the first time in my life given me the ability just to bow down. And every day I'm recording videos where I'm giving people this process work that is liberating and healing. And what the journey allows you to do is get to the emotional root cause of what is, you know, causing and catalyzing your surface emotions and clearing it out at the deepest level so that that surface stuff doesn't even make sense anymore. It's obsolete. And it's powerful work that, of course, has birthed itself freshly and newly over the last 26 years that I've been offering it. And yes, it was originally known and most famous for cellular healing, so that right now I'm on the board of directors of consultants for two hospitals in Israel, where they have one hospital that does oncology operations for cancer patients. And for a week after that, you go into a recovery center, and they're getting to the emotional corollary of what has co-created the illness. Even on the CDC's website, it says 85% of all illness has an emotional basis. And the reason they can say that is because of all the work going on in the field of cellular healing. And I'm also on the board of directors of consultants for their heart unit in the second hospital. And again, after they've had their heart operations, they undergo a week of recovery where they're undergoing regular journey work. And so this work is being used by people from all walks of life to really not in a, let's just reframe myself from a negative into a positive, but to do genuine work where you roll up your sleeves and you get to what's really going on. What is blocking you in life? What is holding you back? And you go through a radical process of clearing whatever that is and coming to a place of wholeness, of feeling wide open in your true divine potential. And so it's not work for people who want a rah-rah kind of seminar and just want to think positive and do positive affirmations. It's for genuine lovers of truth who want to liberate their lives and feel at home in their own skin. They want to awaken to their full divine potential and start living in accordance with their lives. And so I invite you to join me. You can get onto our website, thejourney.com. And if you're from a different language, go on to that country. You'll find that there's a journey, dot, NE for Netherlands or DE for Deutschland, for Germany, and on, AU for Australia, like this.